Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, an Oxford University professor who researches laziness says that Gen Z are not lazy. They're simply masters of justified effort management. I love that phrase. We're joined now by Professor of Applied Ethics at the University of Oxford, Catherine De Volder. And you're very welcome, Catherine, to the programme. Can you tell me why you decided to research this in the first place? Laziness.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, I'm a philosopher, and philosophers are interested in understanding concepts that shape our daily lives. And I think laziness is such a concept. But we never question what it actually means to be lazy. And I think that's a serious problem, especially today.
What does it mean to be lazy then?
Well, I want to distinguish true laziness from justified effort management. I think true laziness only occurs when you could and should have put more effort in something worthwhile, but you know, you didn't, and you didn't have a good reason, like you simply couldn't be bothered. But I think that most of what we call laziness is actually justified effort management. So if someone is saving energy for important tasks they have to do later, or because they're dealing with an invisible health condition or disability, or they're just being strategic about their limited resources, I don't think that's laziness.
Okay.
And I don't think it should be criticised.
I love this. I actually just felt myself relaxed there when you said that. That's brilliant. Sorry, Cora.
Just to be clear for listeners as well, Gen Z or Gen Z refers to people born in the 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And there has been an awful lot of talk about these people, younger recruits in companies and so on. What is justified effort management then? Extrapolate a little bit on that for me.
You're right. I mean, Gen Z has often been depicted as lazy in the media, and I think employers are worried, you know, about employing them. But I think actually that generation is just responding to their circumstances. I mean, they face economic uncertainty, climate anxiety. I mean, there's a rapidly changing job market that doesn't provide any security. So I think they just have different values. They question, you know, the purpose of working very hard when, you know, it won't give you any security anyway. It won't enable you to buy a property. And that might explain why they value a work life balance, okay, why they only want meaningful work.
So if Gen Z or Z, mm-hmm, is not lazy, are the rest, are older employees overworking then?
Well, I think many of us are, especially if working too much means too many hours. I mean, some people, I think, have plenty of energy. They get a lot of pleasure out of working very hard. They achieve great things. That's fantastic. But I think many others work just too hard because they want to meet society's expectations, because they believe their worth depends on their productivity or their job title. And I think that's a problem. I think we need to question that.
Is there, you know, like the flip side of the coin, which is that, mm-hmm, the older generation just didn't have the choice. They had to work. They didn't have the luxury of choosing a job that they wanted to do or that they enjoyed. They just had to find the money somewhere. And that maybe Gen Z do have the luxury of that choice because they stayed home with mom and dad until they find the job that they want.
Not by choice. Not by choice.
Shots fired.
Not by choice is the problem.
I want to challenge that a bit too.
I
think they have choices for between jobs, but they don't have good prospects. So it's like, why should we work hard if we don't have any security, if we don't can't enter the housing market and so on?
The system has failed them.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, that is a really interesting point and very interested to hear from our listeners on to 51551. Catherine De Volder, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this evening.